Unit 67, A Dinosaur Named Sue. Just what is the value of a dinosaur fossil? If it is one of the most complete Tyrannosaurus Rex skeletons ever discovered, the price can be in the millions. And whose is it to buy and sell? This is a complicated question. Consider the case of and the controversy over the T-Rex named Sue. Sue, named for its discoverer Susan Hendrickson, was unearthed on a South Dakota ranch in 1990. The head of a discovery team, Peter Larson, from the Black Hills Institute of Geological Research, presented ranch owner Maurice Williams with a check for $5,000 and carted the skeleton away. Almost immediately, however, controversy erupted as to whether a legal sale had ensued. Williams, a Native American, states he told Larson at the time that the fossil, since it had been discovered on the land held in trust by the government, could not be sold within the government's approval. And Larson certainly must have realized that $5,000 was an incredibly cheap price for a fossil that was 90% complete. Following several years of bitter legal wrangles, Williams ultimately earned the right to the skeleton. Larson earned himself a felony conviction. But then, a second battle of sorts began. A legal and scientific debate over whether such an exceedingly rare fossil should become the property of a museum, where the public would have access to it, or be sold to a private collector. In 1997, Sue was finally sold at auction. In slightly over an hour, the original $500,000 asking price quickly escalated to $7.6 million, and Sue was bought by Chicago's Field Museum, which vowed to have the fossil on display within 2 years. As for Maurice Williams, he received the bulk of the proceeds, tax-free, because of his trust arrangement with the government.